It's 30 years since the publication of the Vatican document on the family, Familiaris Consortio. The apostolic exhortation of Pope John Paul II was born after the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the family. Dr. David Thomas was an advisor to the US bishops at this international meeting in Rome. In this podcast, he reminisces about some particularly memorable interventions by the African bishops.
In Africa, the customs associated with marriage are much different than they are in the Western world. For instance, one of the bishops said, "The wedding ceremony begins when the father of the prospective bride and the prospective groom come together to discuss what exchange was going to be made between the families. They have this custom of what's called bride wealth. If a wife was brought into a family, her family was expected to give to the family of the groom or the prospective groom a gift. In this particular bishop, when he was describing it, he said it was often a cow. So you got his daughter and you got a cow. That's when the ceremony began. Then there was a series of events, of exchanges between the families, not between the individual couple, but the individual families that led various feasts and celebrations and so forth. And this continued on for a period of about 2 years. And it ended with the birth of the first child. That was the ceremony. It lasted 2 years. Now they said, where do we put the church service? He says, de facto, what we do is we kind of get it somewhere in the middle there. And what that's like is that the bride and the groom will come to the priest, and a couple of people will represent the witnesses that are required by canon law. And we do, in a sense, the exchange of vows, the wedding ceremony, the nuptial celebration at that time. Nobody else is there. So it's basically meaningless, because what's the meaningful thing in that culture is this whole 2-year process. So can we look, this is what these bishops asked, can we look at a new way of doing the liturgy of marriage in that culture? That kind of intervention was common all the way through. The bishops asking for the church to consider how marriage and family life are actually experienced in those particular cultures, and how can the church adjust or adapt, or whatever language you want to use, and culturate its practices to connect with those local situations. This is a point of tension, obviously, for the church.
Dr. David Thomas there, who was an advisor to the US bishops at the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the Family in Rome.